Welcome to the AT Tips Cast, exploring and investigating different implementation of assistive technology in public schools. I'm your host, Chris Bouguet. This is episode number 9, recorded on March 15th, 2008. A quick note before we dive into the tip for this episode. I wanted to thank Jennifer Durkin from Norfolk Public Schools for allowing me to post her presentation on different uses of Microsoft Publisher to the attipscast.wordpress.com site. Can you believe it? 9 episodes containing 14 tips, and I haven't mentioned anything about PowerPoint so far. PowerPoint is a tremendously powerful tool that students and teachers can use in pretty much every grade level for every subject. I've yet to see a student, even students with severe disabilities, who could not benefit from PowerPoint. Having said that, the tip for this episode is on an addition to PowerPoint that makes it that much more of an effective and robust tool. AT tip number 15 is on Power Talk. That's right, Power Talk. You have to say it that way or it just won't work. Power Talk is an open source free download that reads the text on any PowerPoint presentation out loud. You can access a link for the free download from fullmeasure.co.uk/powertalk. This site also has an excellent description of the software, and I have this link posted on the attipscast.wordpress.com site. Basically, Power Talk reads the text on the screen as well as any text that is attached to images. For sure, it runs on the following operating systems: Windows 98 SE, Windows 2000, Windows ME, and Windows XP. It might run on more than that, but those are the only ones that I'm sure it runs on. Also, you need to have PowerPoint 2000 or later for it to run. If you have any trouble installing it or getting it to work, check out the website I mentioned before, because it will probably be able to provide you with some answers as to why it isn't working on your computer. Once you have it installed, it's pretty simple to activate. Here's what you do. Navigate to your computer to find a PowerPoint presentation file you'd like to have read out loud. Then right-click on the PowerPoint presentation and choose Narrate with PowerTalk. The presentation will open and begin reading the text on each slide. I'll have a screenshot of how to do this up on the attipscast.wordpress.com site as well. Now, why is PowerTalk so impressive? Just think of all the possible applications. PowerTalk could be used to quickly create independent lessons. Teachers are often trying to find ways for students to become more independent. Whether you have created a PowerPoint presentation yourself, or whether you've downloaded one from one of the multitude of free PowerPoint presentations available online, you can invite students to go to the computer, open a presentation using PowerTalk, and just watch and listen to the presentation independently. Just as with any text-to-speech application, students who are stuck on a word or sentence while reading the material can use PowerTalk to listen to the presentation. By hearing the word or sentence, the student has a different modality for getting the information. For students who have trouble presenting in front of an audience due to communication difficulties, they can use PowerTalk to present their own PowerPoint presentation to the class. I really think the ways to use PowerTalk are tremendously vast. If you are using PowerTalk, or if you listen to this podcast and you start to use it, I would love to hear from you to get your feedback. Your opinion and story of integration might just inspire someone else to use the software in a similar way. Good luck, and happy PowerTalking! That about does it for this week's episode. If you have any questions, comments, stories of successful technology integration, ideas for segments to the show, or really anything at all, please contact me at attipscast@gmail.com. Until next time, may all your interventions be inclusive, and may all your strategies be supportive.